The sack?
Yeah.
It'd be made out of cotton.
What about nowadays?
Oh, it's made out of paper now.
You ever heard that called a poke?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, did people use that word around here? Or did you?
Yeah, they used it, the poke, but very seldom.
Uh-huh.
Once in a while, somebody called it a poke.
Mm-hmm. And when you took corn to the mill to be ground, you might take one or two bushels or whatever the amount. Did you ever refer to that, have a general way of referring to the amount you'd take?
No, Daddy'd tell me to go at the corn crib and pick out some good years of corn. And when we was shucking corn for the chickens,
mm-hmm.
we'd always pick out some good years for meal.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn?
Of what?
A turn of corn? You got to take a turn of corn to the mill?
No, but you see the way they paid that fella that run the mill?
Mm-hmm.
He taken out so much for the meal, for the price,
mm-hmm.
for the price of the, for grinding the meal,
mm-hmm.
the corn.
And, say if you had all the wood that you could carry using both your arms, you'd say you had a
load of wood.
Or an arm.
An armload of wood.
Okay. And someone who didn't have a full load of wood on his weapon, you'd say he had a
piece of a load.
Okay. Do you ever hear the expression a jag or a change of wood?
Jag or a change of wood. No, I don't believe I have.
Okay. And the thing that, say if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you'd say you had to screw in a new, what?
Now you'd say you'd have to screw in a new bulb.
Okay. And if you had to carry the washout to hang it on the line, you'd carry it out in a hose.
On the line? Well, you'd carry it out in a... Sometimes people use their tubs to carry it out.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, they got these plastic things to carry it out.
What would you call that? The clothes?
I'd call it a clothes hamper.
Uh-huh. And something that a child gets for Easter would be an Easter. With the eggs and everything,
we
call that an Easter.
That'd be a basket.
Okay. And the things that nails used to come in.
They would be kegs.
Okay. And what?
By the way, they still come in those kegs.
Oh, they do?
Yes, sure do.
Where
the store gets them in kegs, and these 30-pound kegs.
Uh huh. What do they do with the kegs then?
They knock the top out, and when you go in to buy a pound or two of nails,
uh-huh.
they just get you a pound or two out of the keg. Now, a lot of hardware stores has got bins emptied them in,
uh-huh.
but these small stores still just leave them in the keg.
When the keg is empty?
Yeah, you can go right over here at Powell's. I don't know what to do with the keg when it's empty, but that's what they buy them in, is a keg.
Uh-huh.
And, now, if I went over there and bought a whole keg of nails, I'd get the whole keg. When I built this house, I bought nails with a keg full.
You built this house yourself?
Yes, sir. I built this myself. I had the back built, but I done a lot of the work myself.
Pretty good.
I built this house, this half up here, when I was 22 years old. First house I'd ever built, never built one since. But I put up most of that pine, that paneling back there in the back.
How long did it take you?
Oh, I just worked on it 2 or 3 hours of the evening or 4 when I'd come in from work.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take too long. But sheetrock's all right, but I'd rather have the paneling. That's mm-hmm. the old paneling now, where the boards are 6 inches apart. And back there I got tar paper in the walls under my weatherboarding.